Hey, good Sunday evening there, folks. Coach Dave here. Just got a beep on my phone. I'm trying to grab this. Appreciate you being out there. Do you still have time, really, to maybe notify some of your friends, text one of your friends, whatever. Scripture says, wherever two or more are gathered, he's in the midst of us. And it was just impressed upon me earlier today that as we head into the Democratic Convention, now look, I want to make this very, very clear, folks. I'm not a Republican wonk. This is not about Republican good, Democrat bad. Scripture says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. And anybody that's been watching anything that's going on know that Psalm 2 tells us that the kings of this earth have set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. And I don't know if the Democratic Party is good. I don't know if the Republican Party is good. That's not even the position we're talking about. We know this, that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's been pressed upon me by the Holy Spirit that we're to engage in some spiritual warfare here tonight. And that's why we've invited all of you to come. And again, if you want to invite some of your friends, just tell them to go to CoachDaveLive.com and click on, what does it say, John? Join the huddle, I think is what it says, wherever that red dot is, and they can come in here and be interactive. We're streaming it on a lot of different platforms. But again, the scripture says that wherever two or more are gathered, he's in the midst of us. So I don't know how closely you guys have followed, and I'm not going to talk much. I'm going to go into prayer here in just a second. Supposedly, there are 100,000 Antifa, BLM, whatever you'd want to call them, activists who've made their way to Chicago for the Democratic Convention. We have to be smart enough to understand that the devil works in a lot of different directions. And even though all these folks showing up, the Antifa people showing up in Washington, I'm sorry, in Chicago for the convention, we would sit back and say, well, why would they show up at their own convention? That doesn't make sense that they would come and burn and do it. Why would they do that? Well, friends, because I believe that we're in a position right now where chaos is a roaming or not raging, chaos is raging. And maybe they want to instigate a pushback. Maybe they want to instigate an issue. Maybe they want something to happen so bad that we don't know what the devil's schemes might be, right? So we're here to intercede, not just against the Democratic Convention. We're going to intercede against that political animal that has been destroying America on both sides of the aisle. And the way that this works is if you're watching right now, in the middle of your screen, if you're on a computer now, you'll see a hand right in the middle of the screen. And if you want to pray, you want to read a scripture, which by the way, we would love you to. You just click on that and it puts you in the lineup. And I'm just going to go down through the line. I'm going to open up with prayer. And then we're going to go down through the lineup. And the people who are in there will give you the opportunity to pray. And the Bible says that the prayer of agreement, that's where the power is, a prayer of agreement. We're going to do it tonight. And we're going to do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night as well. Friday night as well. So I can't count. So just God bless all of you out there who've, I know I've already been praying and have brought it to my remembrance that maybe we ought to do this. We've done this in the past and regarding Super Bowl, halftime shows, yada, yada, things like that. So if you just bear with me, I'm going to jump in here and I'm going to open in prayer. And then if you're carrying your Bible with you, I'm going to read Psalm 91. So Johnny, maybe you can get that up here on the screen as well. Let me go ahead and pray here. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you that we acknowledge today that you are the King of the Kings and you are the Lord of the Lords. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You're the first and the last. And you said, as we learned as a young child, you hold the whole world in your hand. And Father, we would admit to you, confess to you tonight that we have become a rebellious people in the United States of America. And even though we put in God, we trust on the back of our dollar bill. We don't even know in what God that might be that we do trust. So those of us who carry the name of Christ, Lord, we're going to appeal to heaven. We're going to appeal to you. We're going to appeal that righteousness would run down like a mighty river. And Lord, we pray that you would cancel the plans of the wicked one, whatever it would be, whether through the Democrats, whether it be through the Republicans, whether through Antifa, whatever it might be, Lord. We know that our wrestling is not against the flesh and the blood, but against the principalities and the powers, against the evil spirits that are in high places. And Father, you told us that the prayer of agreement, wherever two or more are gathered, you're in the midst. So Father, we're going to appeal to you, going to appeal to heaven, and we expect you, Lord, that we know that you are a man of your word, because you said you put your word above your name, because if your word is no good, your name is no good. Just ask you, Lord, to, in all your vengeance and all your wrath, remember mercy. Remember mercy, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 91 up on the screen. I'm going to read that. And then we'll just, again, if you want to pray, you would like to pray, on your screen, there's a hand. And just click on that hand and it puts you in the, puts you right in the queue here. And we'll just go right down the list. We'll try to keep it to about 30 minutes tonight. And we're going to do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and conclude it on Friday as well. So Psalm 91 says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he hath delivered thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. He shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by noonday, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. And only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Yes, Lord, the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, made that your habitation. There shall be no evil befall us, and no plague shall come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to guide us in all of our ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest they dash thy foot against the stone. John, scroll down, please. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under thy feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him, and I'll be with him. In trouble I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. All God's people said amen. Gregory Yates, your first one up tonight, brother. Come on in.
Hey, good evening, Coach. Just wanted to share with everybody. It's been a trying 2 years for me and my family. We're very close friends to Paul Goslin, and his situation weighs heavily on Beth and I, and we pray for him without ceasing. And it just feels like, as he shared with me, the demons are attacking. They're over the target, and it feels relentless. And I struggle with the faith it takes to know that God is in power. Amen. And so, as I would pray, oh, Father in heaven, thank you for your oversight. Thank you for your wisdom. Please forgive me my lack of faith. Thank you for these people who help lift me up and strengthen me and remind me every day that you are God of Father, God of heaven, and you are in control of everything. And although it may seem overwhelming, these things are just small and petty, and we need to stand above them and know that you are everything. And I praise your name and thank you for all the mighty gifts you've given us. The gift to be able to gather like this and share our open feelings and understandings, our weaknesses and strengths, and to be uplifted with brothers and sisters of like spiritual mind and the love of you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Betty, come on in, please.
We come to you to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. As were the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks and seeks whom he may devour. With this in mind, we need to be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people. Father, you are aware of our battle with the spiritual forces of evil that plot against us. For the wars we fight are not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, authorities, power of darkness, and invisible spiritual forces in the heavenly realm. We will be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power so we can stand against the devil's scheme. Father, you say, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Your people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and where there is no vision, your people perish.
Amen.
Lead us, guide us, and help us to pray without ceasing as we go onto that battlefield, putting the full armor of God on. Father, you give us the authority and power to trample on serpents and scorpions, to overcome the enemy, and no harm will come to us. Thank you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. You are my war club, my weapon for battle, Jesus. With you we shatter nations. With you we destroy kingdoms. But the Lord is with us like a strong warrior. So those who are chasing us will trip and fall. They will not defeat us. Praise be to the Lord, my God, who trains our hands for war, our fingers for battle. Therefore, you tell us that whatever we ask for in prayer, believe that we receive it, it will be ours. Father, give us a clear vision of what we are to do as your warriors. Here am I, send me, if that's your will. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen, Betty. Amen, well said, Betty. John Loveland, come on in, please.
Thanks, Coach. Jonathan, can you go to Isaiah chapter 3? I'm going to read verse 1 and 2 and then 8 through 12. See now, the Lord Almighty is about to take from Jerusalem and Judea both supply and support, all supplies of food, all supplies of water. The hero, the warrior, the judge, the prophet, the soothsayer, and elder, the captain of 50 and the man of rank, the counselor, the skilled, the craftsman, and the clever. I'm going to go to verse 8. Jerusalem struggles. Judea fails. Their words and deeds are against the Lord, defiling his gracious presence. The look on their faces testifies against them. They parade their sins like Sodom. They do not hide it. Woe to them. They have brought disaster upon themselves. Tell the righteous it will be well with them, for they will enjoy the fruit of their deeds. Woe to the wicked. Disaster is upon them. They will be paid back for what their hands have done. Youths oppress my people, and women rule over them. Mm. So, Lord, the way that I see what you're saying here is that when your judgment comes upon a nation, then women will rule over that nation. So Lord, we pray, Lord, that we would not deserve, we would not receive what we deserve, Lord, because Lord, our wicked deeds are before us. We have defiled your ways. We have done things our way, Lord, but I'm asking, Lord, that you would have mercy on America. And Lord, we pray that your judgment would not come against this nation, Lord. Lord, forgive us for not doing what you have called us to do. Forgive the church for not being your hands, your feet, your boots on the ground, your voice. Forgive us for not standing up where we should have. Forgive us for being cowardice, Lord, that you haven't given us that spirit of fear, but a power. Lord, we haven't stood in your power. Lord, you said that the power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells within us. And you said that you could do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask according to that power that works within us, Lord, but we've sat on it. So, Lord, forgive us. Lord, give us more time. Help us to do your will. And Lord, we pray we would not come under your judgment. And we pray that this woman would not rule over this nation. We put these things in your hands, Lord, and we ask for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, John. Amen. Mr. Producer, if you could, pull up for me. What's the first one? I'm sorry, the Liberty Action Network one there. Folks, we've been praying in precatory prayers. This was posted to the Liberty Action Network. It's one of the many Mel Harrison, one of the many people are doing wonderful things here. I don't even know how to say this, right? We try to engage people into getting involved, and Mel's really grabbed the bull and run by the horns and run with it. We've been praying United Prayer Against the DNC and the Agenda of the Leaders. If you can pull that up for us, John, I'm gonna read down through this. We've been praying this for several days. We would ask all of you maybe to pray this over the next few days as we've been doing this. So to the mountain of the media. Psalm 8, 6 and Psalm 110 verses 1 through 7 and 1 Corinthians 15, 25. As King Jesus sits on his throne at the right hand of the Father, his body, which is the church of Christ on earth, is placing all his enemies under his feet by displacing darkness with the gospel of the kingdom. Amen. Media, the means and tools of conveying information throughout news, through news and entertainment. These are the declarations that we put out there. Over the United Center in Chicago, there is no unity outside of Jesus Christ. Because we're living witnesses in due time of the kingdom of God on earth, and because we've been given his authority to be his ambassadors, we declare the following. We declare that the written and spoken word of God possesses all authority in heaven and in earth. And everybody say, amen. You don't have to unmute yourself. Just say amen. We declare as sons and daughters of the Lord God to have access by the blood of Christ to the throne of grace and the authority that accompanies it. And God's people said, amen. We declare within the presence of the Holy Spirit these following decrees to every media entity, whether it be by publication, broadcast, or internet, to kiss the Son or perish, according to Psalm 2:12. His grace goes to the repentant hearts, but his vengeance upon the rebellious. Everybody said, amen. And we declare to you in person, City of Chicago, State of Illinois, that you are now served these decrees. Decree number one, we decree that Jesus Christ is King over the United States of America, including all of the airwaves, frequencies, and media. And everybody said, amen. We decree the righteous judgment of God be upon every media platform that is undermining the sovereignty of Jesus Christ and the will of God for this nation, including, but not limited to, the mainstream media, news and cable news, newspapers and periodicals, television and entertainment channels, owners and stockholders, employees and associates, advertisers and agents, actors and handlers, and all other who are not knowingly and or ignorantly complicit with these evil agendas. Isaiah 5, verse 16. God's people said, amen. And we decree financial devastation and ruination, especially to the big five mega corporations who own and control 90% of the media. Comcast, Disney, News Corp, Warner Brothers, AT&T, and Paramount Global. Also upon BlackRock and Vanguard, State Street, who own nearly 20% of these five Luciferian systems, and all others who exchange the truth of God for a lie. This decree is prophetic to your end. God's people said, amen. We decree amen. That all Luciferian media outlets will be publicly uncovered and exposed, ordered by courts of justice to repay by compensation every single injustice upon humanity. God's people said, amen. We decree amen. That every whistleblower has the opportunity to be placed under the covering of Christ by personal repentance, become righteous with covenantal protection, according to Psalm 91. God's people said, amen. We decree all false journalists, reporters, commentators, podcasters, etc., who are deliberate or complicit with propaganda, lies, half-truths, slanders, deceptions, fear-mongering, immoral activities, and all other acts of malice are guilty of felonies and shall be prosecuted to the full extent of the Constitution. We also deliver such ones over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirits might be saved, 1 Corinthians 5:5. We decree from a Holy Spirit a cease and all God's people said, amen. And we decree from the Holy Spirit a cease and desist order to all persons and groups who are participating with a covering up of false Zionist mafia's influence and control of news and entertainment mediums. Because God is no respecter of persons or ethnicities, you must fall upon the stone or the stone will grind you to powder. But God will restore his holy land, Zion, and Jerusalem that was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It will be under the control and authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God's people said, amen. And we decree to all governmental agencies who've deceived and lied to we the people, that you will eat the fruit of your own evil, Galatians 6, verse 5, and your devastation and destruction are imminent. And God's people said, amen. And we decree that all the hijacked airways, frequencies, and media be loosed into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Romans 8, 19 through 22. They belong to Christ and his kingdom. And God's people said, amen. And according to Ephesians 6, 20, in 2 Corinthians 4:13, we therefore speak unto the words of God to the demonic hierarchy who sit in tyrannical rule from the second heaven. Your strongholds are now removed. God's people said, Amen. Your financial power sources are being drained. Wealth being transferred to the righteous. Amen. Your false prophets of propaganda, lies, and deception are slain by the prophetic word of God. Amen. Your blood-filled false altars are being cleansed of all unrighteousness. Amen. Your coverings to hide and rule from the shadows are being erased. Amen. Righteousness and justice are replacing the empty void, even as we speak. Amen. May the Holy Spirit be judge and jury as he wills in real time and in this place. Amen. On this day, the Lord, we started this on August 8th, 2024, the 5th of Av, and these actions are carrying on today, the 18th of October, and undeterred, in the name of the Lord Jesus, our King, Prophet, and High Priest, in Jesus' name, amen.
Boom.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And all God's people said amen. Craig, I'm trying to get you in here. I know that you want to come in. You wasn't able to get your hand up. Can you get in here, Craig?
Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead, Craig. By the way, folks, Craig is one of the guys who's been behind the writing of these declarations. He and Randy have really put their heart and soul into it. And Craig, come on in, brother.
Well, you know, Coach, just... you know, the Chicago Center has just been on my spirit for a couple months when I started to realize this is where they were going to come in. And I kind of think they're trying to tie the knot. And it's a very dark spiritual town. It has a huge history. I mean, when you start to think about, you know, where Obama came from, he was, you know, a community organizer in this town. And there's just so many spiritual things about this location. And of course, we know the history of it back in 68-69 with the convention. And I just felt like we need to fight in the spirit realm, right? If our weapons aren't carnal, then they're fighting in the spirit realm. So, you know, Randy had put this thing together about the media, and this is a choke point. When people can't get truth to make a rational decision, you know, we ask the Lord, please, Lord, just let them see it. If they're going to choose evil, then let them choose evil, but don't let them be deceived, right? And so he wrote that up. And then, you know, I wrote the thing up about on the Liberty Action Network about why we're doing it, what the condemnation of the own from Biden to Kamala Harris, what they themselves have said. You know, Kamala Harris has said that she is looking forward to signing into law federal abortion, just like they did with the Marriage Act that Joe Biden did. They won a decision at Obergefell's in the Supreme Court, and then when abortion was overturned, they rushed in within a few months, and they were really worried about this Marriage Act that the court was going to reverse Obergefell's. And so what they did, what did they do? They owned the Senate and the House, and before 2022 elections, in December, before any of the other people took place in January, the Republican Congress, they signed into law, you know, that now they're provoking God. It's okay. You know, in the United States government, it's law for same-sex marriage. So anyways, this is what we need to pray against. We need to pray against this because it's an unrighteousness. It's an unrighteous government. And when I put in there about Romans 13, government is entitled to, you know, punish evil and be an instrument for good. And what they've done is they're punishing good and being an instrument for evil.
Amen.
They totally reversed Romans 13. So we don't want that type of government. That's what we're here for.
That's right. We're pushing back against the government. And we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And friends, if we think that we're going to live in a country where the salt has lost its savor and that the light has been put under a bushel basket and think that God is somehow going to honor that, then we are greatly mistaken. Anybody else would like to come in and lead a prayer before I play something here? Anyone else want to join in? Come on in, Randy.
Yeah, Coach, I want to just pray a quick prayer. I don't want to intrude on your time. How much time can you give me? A minute or
just
30?
Go, brother. Just go for it. Go.
Okay. I just want to pray. And I just want to start. Father God, we thank you that we're part of what you're doing in our county, in our state, in our nation. And we're thankful that you're showing us how to attack this evil and that we're doing it. that we're actually doing it. Father, everyone that is willing to put their feet on the ground and to go to it and speak to it, Father, I pray you would just anoint them, bless them, strengthen them, cover them. And Father, I know that there's not a lot of people that see the value in this. We understand that. But we've repented. We're right with you, Father God, and we have a position. We have the authority, the jurisdiction to go to these places and to speak your doing, your will on the for this country right now, with what Craig has put together, what you've shown me and Craig, just and others, that, Father, we need to speak it so that we set in motion and we're in agreement with your will, Father God. We just need to understand that. Let us understand that we are with you. This is what you're doing. And it's our reasonable service, Paul says. And Father, we just thank you that it's going to be done. These things are falling as we speak. And just give us the faith to just trust you and to be not just to be obedient, but to trust you and wait on your timing on this thing and watch it come down and the glory. And they're going to see Jesus for who he is in this nation, that we built this country around Christ. And they took it away, Father. They're going to see that fact. They're going to see that. And I thank you that we believe it enough to go do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name. All power has been given unto me, he said. Go ye therefore. It's a tag team handoff. He trained, equipped, and mobilized the saints for the work of the ministry. We shouldn't be surprised where we find ourselves today. We shouldn't be surprised that darkness is poking their head out everywhere we look. The problem that we have is we're not pushing back against the darkness. We're not being the salt of the earth and the light of the world that we've been called to do. Johnny, were you able to get that video I just sent to you? Let's get that thing up here, folks. Thanks for joining us tonight. We will do it again tomorrow night. Please, come on, friends. Bible says we're two or more gathered. One can send 1,000 to flight. Two can send 10,000 to flight. The multiplication of the spiritual warfare weaponry that we're unleashing tonight and over the next 6 nights. We ask that you would ask others to join us as well. And I want to finish with this hint. Go ahead, John. Hang in there with us, folks. It's loading now. Stand up for Jesus. He stand up for Jesus. We're going over, we're not going under. God bless you all. Thanks for joining us tonight. Tell all your friends. We'll do it again tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. God bless you.